We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is a new year, 2021. It's Monzo, it's Melusitz, it's the WFAN Horse Racing Podcast, first edition of many this year. Welcome back. And Moose, we have Naira Betts back in the mix as well.
We do. We love Naira Betts, and they're great, and it's a great application. It could play all the tracks all across the country. Obviously, we focus a lot of our attention on the New York tracks, whether it be Aqueduct, Belmont, or Saratoga during the course of the summer months, but Naira's great. They're great. They run great promotions. They have a great relationship with us. If you're going to play the ponies on a week-in, week-out, day-in, day-out basis, there's nobody better than Naira Betts.
Bet Aqueduct and Tampa this weekend. They're in a $20 bonus with Naira Betts. Here's how. This Saturday, January 16th, bet $20 to win on one horse in the last race at Aqueduct and the last race at Tampa Bay Downs on the Naira Betts app. If both of your tickets hit, you'll earn an additional $20. New to Naira Betts, not a problem. Sign up today. Use promo code MONZO200, MONZO, M-O-N-Z-O, 200, and earn a $200 new member bonus. Start playing today at NairaBets.com. Download the Naira Betts app. Plenty of promos. There's a calendar on there. You can see the promos I have for the upcoming few weeks. You could bet any track anywhere, and you can play Aqueduct. You could play Tampa as the Triple Crown prep races get going and the Triple Crown races themselves come about. You could play all those races right here on the Naira Betts app. And Moose, quick trivia question. Who won the Preakness last year?
My girl.
Yes, the filly.
Yeah, the filly. I was just talking about her last night on You Better You Bet. Trained by Ken McPeak. Dude, what was her name again?
I wanted to throw for a curveball as you're right out of the gate. It just goes to show that everybody's mind is just so messed up from last year that it's tough to remember. I know you know who it was because you bet it. You gave it out on this podcast, actually.
Well,
so.
I did. She went off at 11-1. Dude, that's what is going on? I got to take some ginkgo biloba. What is right. that thing?
Ginkgo bilboa.
What?
Bilboa?
I don't know. Is that bilboa? What it is? Yeah.
Well, Kentucky Derby, we know Tiz the Law won the no, we didn't win the Kentucky
Swiss
Derby.
Swiss Skydiver.
Yes, an Authentic won the Kentucky Derby.
What are you throwing that one? Swiss Skydiver, out-dueling Authentic down the stretch.
Yes, and I almost said Authentic won the Kentucky Derby, but no, it was Tiz the Law that won the Kentucky Derby, screwing us immensely, although Tiz the Law did win the Belmont Stakes handily.
No, Tiz the Law won the Belmont.
Yes.
Authentic won the Derby.
And then Authentic went on to clobber us in the Breeders' Cup Classic. So,
correct.
Good memories.
Yes, that's it, right.
We had some good ones last year, but the big ones we...
Who did we bet in the Classic again?
Tiz the Law.
Oh, that's right.
Man. Still running. And then he retired.
Yes.
Breeders' Cup was not favorable to us. It rarely is, to be honest with you. Well,
no,
last
we
year, if you bet,
have,
you,
we
you
always...
bet the Euros last year and you did very well.
I did. I love the turf horse, the filly in the turf race, which I've gone back and watched the race a number of times, top of the stretch, rallying down the middle of it. But no, Breeders' Cup is often, we take our shots and our shots end up coming up short. So it doesn't really happen, but we'll be back again this upcoming November. Looking forward to that. And looking forward, honestly, Monzo, looking forward to, horse racing kind of getting back into the good times because the winter is really, really tough. You know, there's stake races across the country which are of good quality at times throughout the course of the winter months. But you got to go down south and everything. And we'll be talking about a couple races this weekend down at the fairgrounds. But, You know, I look at it. I look forward to the warmer weather, spring, the Derby.
When we start talking about racing this time of year, I do start thinking about cracking the windows and spring and April and Tampa Bay Downs and the Tampa Bay Derby. And
I just can't wait.
Keeneland.
I can't wait to get back to some sense of normalcy.
That's happening. So, you know, good for it was a rough year. We've gotten past it. We were able to – and look, one of the things that got us through last year, at least in a sports aspect, was the horse racing. They did a tremendous job of remaining open for the most part. Certain, you know, courses, certain tracks had issues that which they rectified, but a tremendous job by all of the tracks last year to, you know, keep the horses safe, keep the riders safe, and maintain a full racing year, Moose.
Yeah, they did. You're right about that. And when sports was shut down, horse racing was there. So for the handicapper, the better, for being a distraction, Mons, and it's great to see the racing where it is right now. We've got a couple good races to talk about that are going to take place on Saturday.
We will start this podcast for this year looking at two graded stakes races down at Fairgrounds New Orleans. Very good track, fun. I love the turf. I like the dirt. Long stretch. A lot of familiar names as far as the trainers and the riders. So it's A-plus racing down at the Fairgrounds this time of year. And we're going to start with the Grade 3 Louisiana, 1/16 on the dirt. It's a Grade 3. It's at the Fairgrounds. Captivating Moon, Silver Prospector, Blackberry Wine, a very solid horse title ready, who you saw in the Breeders' Cup Classic. My boy Jack, remember him from a couple years ago? Wells Bayou, a big runner from last year. Sonneman as well, and you see a lot of good trainers in here. Chris Block, Steve Asmussen, Joe Sharp, Dallas Stewart, and of course, Brad Cox, Keith Stormo as well. Moosen. This is a good race, and I was trying to look, as I really start diving into the racing this year and looking for value, I thought the favorite here, Wells Bayou, a little vulnerable just based off the long layoff. And to me, if you get a horse that's coming off almost a year off and they're a speed horse, you got to wonder if the energy is going to be there throughout the whole race. And that was one of the reasons why I thought the 8, Wells Bayou, your morning line favorite at 3-1, was vulnerable.
I agree with you. I think vulnerable now, there's got to be a lot of love for Brad Cox. And what I mean by that is the fact that he's usually really, really good with horses coming off a layoff, and he's got his go-rider and Florent Giroux aboard as well. So I get it. And listen, this is a horse that was 6-1 last May in the Arkansas Derby out at Oaklawn Park and had won the two previous races the previous race before that, the Louisiana Derby at the Fairgrounds, and did it pretty stylishly, winning that race by a length and a half. With that being said, I agree with you. I think Wells Bayou on Saturday, the four-year-old son of Looking at Lucky, is vulnerable because I think he's going to see pressure on the front end, and I think he's going to see some pressure on the front end by a horse, say, like, you know, a Blackberry Wine, who's coming off a very, very good run in a very cheap race, an open claimer down at the Fairgrounds, but ran a 98 buyer speed figure. Now, does Blackberry Wine bounce to the high heavens, or good enough to be able to keep up with a horse like Wells Bayou on the front end? I think good enough to keep up with Wells Bayou on the front end, and we saw in the Arkansas Derby when Wells Bayou got headed on the front end, folded up the tents, and finished fifth in that race. So that would be my concern about Wells Bayou.
Yeah, and my concern is that's the horse's last race. So, I mean, not even a prep going into a stakes race, so that's one reason why I'm going to throw Wells Bayou out. Moose, I'm going to use the 9, Sonneman, on top. If you look at the last couple races here, first off, last out, about a month ago, running at Fairgrounds, same distance, 1/16, and a speed favoring track. He, you know, came up short, but he lost to Maxfield. You know, one of the horses that, you know, was a very now horse last year, and we expect to have a good four-year-old year last year. Couple back, finished second in the Pate Mile to Rushy, who ran lights out that day, demolishing me, by the way. And finished in front of horses like Tap It to Win, a favorite of yours and mine and on this podcast. Ran against Tap It to Win also in the Jerkins back at Saratoga. So this horse has a lot of foundation. Gets James Graham, who's a solid rider, likes riding at this course. Steve Asmussen. This horse has hit the board 8 out of 10 times in his career. Has run well at Fairgrounds, run well at this distance. And I think if there is some pace in front of this horse, Wells Bayou, Grand Luigi, Blackberry Wine, all could be close to, or if I'm not on the lead, I think Sonneman's going to be sitting just behind these horses, let these guys wear themselves out and make a big move down that long stretch for the Steve Asmussen trainee. 4-1, I think, is a nice price. I think you're going to get more like 7-2 because people are going to realize this horse is running very well and is in good form. Sonneman is going to be my top pick. I'm going to take a little bit of a crazy shot here. My boy Jack, the deep closer for Keith DeSormo. Gabriel Saya is one of my favorite riders this time of year. As we get ready for the Triple Crown, Gabriel Saya to me is a very now jockey. Gets a lot of good horses. Mr. Money, one of his horses. I think he's going to make a big move at that long stretch down at Fairgrounds. And Title Ready, a horse that 6-1 here in the morning line, coming off some really hard races, the Grade 1 Clark, the Breeders' Cup Classic, but typically runs a good race, 6-1 underneath. So top pick for me in this race in the Grade 3 Louisiana. And the 9, Sonneman. My boy Jack making a big move down the stretch to finish up second. And Title Ready, the gamer, the veteran, at 6 years old. In the third slot. So I'm hoping for some value. If we can get Wells Bayou out, I feel really good about Sonneman winning his race.
Yeah, I can understand that. And that's who I landed on as well.
Out of the gate.
Yeah, right out of the gate, we're on the same horse. 4-1 on the morning line. Asmussen, James Graham aboard Sonneman. I think he's going to sit the trip. I do think Wells Bayou is going to get tested on the front end by a horse like Blackberry Wine, who's 9-2, the 4 on the morning line. And I think that's going to open up for Sonneman, closing down the stretch, rallying down the stretch, and certainly classy enough. The buyer speed figures are on the improve as well, has leveled off at 93, 94, 93 the last three races, has run in Grade 1 and Grade 2s before. Steve Asmussen, one of the better conditioners in North America as well. So I landed on the 9, Sonneman. You know, underneath, I'm going to use the 7, My Boy Jack, at 12-1 on the morning line. I'm going to use Title Ready, as Monzo mentioned, at 6-1 on the morning line, the 6. And another horse that I'm going to throw in, who's been, you know, tested, last ran in the Clark, and that is Silver Prospector for Asmussen as well, with Ricardo Santana aboard. Santana is Asmussen's go rider, so 5-1 on the morning line. Has ran in the Rebel in the Southwest a year ago, also in the Arkansas Derby. Silver Prospector, a son of Declaration of War, third start off of the layoff. Buyer speed figures have improved. Didn't run particularly well in the Clark. Stepped up into Grade 1. Finds a softer group here on Saturday. I'm going to throw Silver Prospector on underneath. So I'm going to use a couple Asmussen horses to finish 1-2. I'm going to use Sonneman on top, Silver Prospector underneath. And then I'm going to use Title Ready and My Boy Jack as well to round out the exotics. But those would be my top 4 in the Fairgrounds. But I do like Sonneman on top.
Right out of the gate, we're picking the same horse. Bet him big, and bet him big on the Naira Bets app. Promo code Monzo200. Bet 200, get 200 on your first deposit. The Grade 3 LeCompte, a mile and a 16th on the dirt. Purse $200,000 for three-year-olds. A nice little prep race here as we start to enter Triple Crown season, Moose. And look, you have some good horses here. You have Midnight Bourbon for Steve Asmussen. You had Mandaloon for Brad Cox talking about how we really like to get a Kentucky Derby horse this year. Here's an opportunity for him to get a horse going. You have Proxy for Michael Sindham, who's run well at this track on the lead. But Moose, I landed on the 2, Arabian Prince for Dallas Stewart. And you look at Dallas Stewart. You think of Dallas Stewart, you think, what do you think? I think of Long Shots, who finished second and third, blowing up an exact or a triple. But he's had a really nice run here, Dallas Stewart, that is, at the Fairgrounds, winning at 15%. Basically getting on the board just about every time he throws somebody in near this horse. They paid $250,000 for this horse. I had a Mishawish. Remember that horse?
Yes.
Ran in Dubai a couple years ago and was a good horse for Todd Pletcher, I believe. So Arabian Prince, if you look back, the Jockey Gold Cup, last back, finished third by 2 lengths. Tyler Gaffalione on top. Was a little wide net race and was out kicked down the stretch, but I thought he was really solid. 2 back, he ran in the Street Sense, which was a speed-favoring track. He wasn't on the lead, still finished really solid to finish fourth, and one is maiden. But I just think I like the foundation. I like the buyer speed figures. And when you look at Midnight Bourbon, I don't like the draw. He's going to want the lead. He's going to be in the 1. I think he's going to have some trouble there in the favorite. How am I looking at Mandaloon and Knocking Him? My only issue might be a little bit of the layoff here. He's never run this distance, and you're getting a short price. Out of Into Mischief, one of the really tremendous sires these days. But Brad Cox has this horse, Mandaloon, 3-1 for Florent Giroux. And what does our buddy Kenny Peck say? You never bet a horse short doing something for the first time. So this horse is expanding from 7 furlongs to a mile and a 16th, and he's going to be 5-2, maybe even 9-5 when this race goes off. So that's going to be my main concern here. I'm not going to trust this horse to like to love the distance. I mean, who's going to say he's not? It's just the gambling aspect. So I'm on Arabian Prince. That's going to be my top pick. I'm going to use Mandaloon underneath, and then I'm going to use the 4 Proxy, who, you know, if you look at this horse, he's run good on the lead at the fairgrounds, kind of uncontested. And while there are some speed horses in this race, I wouldn't be surprised if this horse breaks loose and is sitting on the lead and is the horse they have to chase down. So I think he might be able to hold on. So Arabian Prince is my top pick. Mandaloon is my second choice, and the 4 Proxy underneath at 6-1 to round out the trifecta.
Yeah, I went with the unknown, Mons. And I understand the logic, and it's fair, right? You never bet a horse short that's never done something for the first time or has never done something before. But we are talking about three-year-olds, right? We're talking about third race of the career. At some point in time, they're going to have to stretch out. And I look at Mandaloon and 3-1 to 10 on the morning line in the LeCompte. First off, trained by Cox, ridden by Giroux. And a really, really classily bred three-year-old by Judmont Farm. Into Mischief, out of a dam that's out of Empire Maker. So you know how good Empire Maker was as a colt, especially running a classic winner for Bobby Frankel and for Judmont Farm. So I landed on the 10 Mandaloon at 3-1 on the morning line. I think Into Mischief's ran all last year. Been a really, really good sire, a really productive sire. You know, his the number for, you know, him has gone up. The breeding number has gone up and up and up for Into Mischief. And Judmont has bought a lot of Into Mischief. So you're right what Brad Cox talked about, wanting to have a Derby winner or a Derby contender. I think Mandaloon's got that opportunity. He's going to have to take a step forward, no question. Buyer speed figures are there. You look at the breeding, the distance should not be a problem. 2 turns should not be a problem. The ascending speed figures doing it the right way, too. And impressively, whether it be a Keeneland or whether it be a Churchill Downs, and now shipping down to the fairgrounds, I really like the 10 Mandaloon, 3-1 on the morning line. My best play of the day on Saturday. Whoa. When I take a look at all the races, and that's going to be my top play. I'm going to use your 2 Arabian Prince underneath. I'm going to throw the 1 Midnight Bourbon for Steve Asmussen as well. Ran in the Grade 3 Iroquois, finished 2nd there. Finished 3rd in the Grade 1 Champagne, losing to Jackie's Warrior, which is no insult in any way, shape, or form. Buyer speed figures do fit. Son of Tiz Now, the 2 turns at 1 mile and 1/16 should not bother Midnight Bourbon at all. Those are my top 3 plays, but I really like the 10 Mandaloon for Brad Cox and for Laurent Giroux up on top.
So play that exacta, Arabian Prince, Mandaloon, box it, $50. Moose will hit that for you. It's pocket change for him these days.
Yeah, pocket change. Yes, thanks, Moose.
It's all that Rutgers money. That's what
it is. It's all the Rutgers money and you buying now baseball, hockey, and football cards.
Yes, and you know, I've been looking for American Pharoah cards. I haven't been able to find any yet.
No, there's none.
No, not yet. There will be. Yeah. You know, Gary Vee will be selling them for $10 and then buying, we'll be buying them for $10 and selling them for $2 million.
Did I ever tell you I have like dirt from Belmont Park?
Really?
After American Pharoah won the Triple Crown?
Yeah. You never told me that.
Yes.
We talk every day, including that day, and we never talked about that.
No, I have dirt from Belmont Park that day.
How about that?
Right around the finish line.
Wow. Would you steal it?
Well, I picked it up. I just took a handful of dirt, yeah.
Was anyone? Wow. Is that a crime? I hope not.
I hope not, no.
Well, look, you've given them enough money over these years. I think it's okay.
Do you think that would be, maybe I shouldn't have admitted that. Do you think that's a problem?
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think the problem is how do you prove that's where it's from, when it's from?
It's probably, yeah, no one's.
Right, here's dirt from from when American Pharoah run the Triple Crown.
That it like smells like horse shit.
Right, it might as well be from my backyard.
Right, that's true. You're right about that. Even though I don't have a dog, and sometimes, I'm joking around. My kids don't go to the bathroom outside.
Right, anymore.
No.
NairaBets.com, Monzo 200. Make sure you get in the mix. These races will be given up. Moose gives picks out every weekend and plenty of winners. He doesn't bet them, but there's plenty of winners out there. So go out there, follow Moose, follow myself on Twitter. We will give out picks this weekend and every weekend moving forward throughout the entire calendar year, bringing you this podcast almost every week, depending on the races. But this is going to be our busy time of the year as we continue to look at the early stakes races this calendar year. So, Moose, good luck. I hope you have a couple winners this weekend. I know you're going to tweet a few out. Hit some winners, and Moose, I'll speak to you next weekend.
Good luck, everybody. Thanks for being locked in, and thanks for listening all the time. We appreciate it.
All right, see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.